安
Peace to everyone.
我们刚提到说在新年要有一个新的志向。
Earlier we have mentioned making a new determination in the new year.
这个立个更高的志向。
And perhaps we should make a higher one.
主耶稣他自己做了一个示范。
So Jesus himself has set an example for us.
他说你们要往普天下去传福音。
He told his disciples that you need to go to the end of the earth and preach the gospel.
他没有说只有在自己的故乡。
He didn't say you can only preach in your hometown.
是更高的目标要往普天下去。
It's a higher goal which requires them to travel all over the world.
我们看马可福音十六章。
Turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章十五节。
16 verse 15.
马可福音十六章十五节十六节。
15 and 16.
他要对他们说你们往普天下去传福音给万民听十六节
16.
信而受洗的必然得救不信的必被定罪这是主耶稣在升天之前对门徒的吩咐
So this is what Jesus instructed his disciples before he ascended
福音是要传给普天下的人
Now this gospel must be preached throughout the world
信而受洗的将来在天国有份
Those who believe will have part in heaven.
不信他们罪早就被定了。
And those who fail, their sins will be condemned.
所以今天我们来谈一谈真耶稣教会一个传福音的使命。
So this morning, I'd like to share with you our sense of duty and urgency to preach in the true church.
真耶稣教会就是你跟我。
The true Jesus church is a composition of you and I.
因为我们都是被主耶稣宝血所洗礼赦罪的人。
For we are all bought.By the precious blood of Jesus.
我们有共同承担这样一个使命。
We have the same responsibility and duty.
好，我们来看一个下个 slide 我们其实真耶稣教会在末世的日子就是像挪亚的日子一样。
Today, Jesus Church existing in end times can be compared to that of the Noah's times.
我们来看马太福音的二十四章三十七节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章三十七节。
Matthew 24, that's verse 37.
马太福音二十四章三十七节。
24:37.
三十七节到三十九节。
37-39.
二十四章三十七节，挪亚日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。38:38. 当洪水以前的日子，人照样吃喝嫁娶。直到挪亚进方舟的那日39节
39.
不知不觉洪水来了把他们全都冲去了人子降临也是这样我们现在的末后的日子其实跟挪亚的日子是一样的
So the days we live in today is very similar to that of Noah's
挪亚有个工作就是他要对当时代的人传警告
Of course Noah had the responsibility and job at that time was to preach to the generations back then
跟他们讲神要用洪水毁灭那当时代的世界
And to preach and warn them that one day they will be destroyed by flood
但是大家都把他的话当成耳边风
Unfortunately nobody listened to him
突然之间你看到天上不是下雨那个圣经上讲是好像 天上的窗户打开的那个水是用倒下来的不是一滴两滴下来的
So all of a sudden according to the description of the Bible the heaven opened and started pouring
你可以看到你可以想象好像火山爆发可是冲出来的水是不是火是水哦上面水下面水一下子很快的你都来不及逃了、一下子这个世界就很快的速度就被淹没了
Now you can imagine a volcano erupture instead of coming out of lava it came up the water and out of the water came everywhere to corrupt the whole world immediately
所以说不定你住在挪亚隔壁你要敲敲门都来不及了
So perhaps you could be Noah's laborer and you didn't have even time to knock on his door
世界就在不知不觉当中全部死掉了
So unconsciously this whole world was buried
除了神所拣选那个圣洁的七公七母跟不圣洁的一公一母之外
And apart from all these holy ones, God has chosen, everyone perished.
你可以想象当时多少牛跟羊在那边哀叫，多少人在那边哀鸣。
So you can imagine how many animals and how many men were actually crying out for help.
没有人想象这个日子会来到。
No one could ever imagine such day would arrive.
圣经讲，当时的人都一样，照常的吃喝嫁娶。
The Bible says all everyone was doing their things by marrying and eating.
是不知不觉的，这个世界末日就来了。
Because the world, the end of the world came unnoticedly.
那我们这个时代也是一样。
And today we live in the same society.
唯一不同的就是神用火，不是用水毁灭这个世界。
The only difference is we will be destroyed by fire rather than water.
因为在洪 洪水之后，神用彩虹跟人跟动物立约。
Because after the flood, God made a covenant with man and animal with the rainbow.
哦，不再用洪水毁灭你们了。
By saying that I will no longer destroy you by water anymore.
但是这个世界的罪越来越大，一定要圣经讲，有一天这个地球要像一件衣服被捡起来。
As we know, the sin of this world is getting more and more, and one day it will be like a cloth which will be taken away.
有形质的都要被火焚烧。
Those who have materialistic life will be destroyed.
有人在想象那个日子是个到底怎么样发生呢？
So some people are trying to make assumptions how such day will take place.
有人说可能是核子战争的一个爆发。
Some call it with the warheads of nuclear bomb.
我们都知道苏联瓦解的时候那时候的武器全世界的人都去那边抢购。
As we know, at the fall of the Soviet Union, their weapons and warheads were distributed everywhere in the world.
我听到一个朋友跟我讲一个故事，他们家也曾经到苏联去过。
So one of my friends who has once visited the Soviet Union told me.
他说在那段时间这个有一对白人，他们开着敞篷车这个中国人他们是坐着那个巴士这个敞篷车的这个外国人呢，他们就秀出他们所买到的机关枪就能比划比划然后跟巴士的人这样子电的丢了，在那边秀你看我有机关枪，你看买到机关枪了，你看。
So it was a story that how he traveled to Russia and he was in a bus and this Caucasian who driving in a convertible was showing off the weapons they bought.
那个中国人就看到他就默默就把那个火箭筒也拿出来了，你有那个，我这个比你更厉害。
So as the Caucasian was showing off his machine guns, honestly, this Chinese took out his bazooka that he bought in return to show off.
你就知道说真的，当时苏联瓦解，很多武器就是只要你有钱，你什么都买得到。
Which means back then, if you're rich and wealthy, you could buy any weapons from Russia.
你看现在伊朗，他坚持他要做这个发展核子的一个计划。
Now, if you look at today's society, Iran they insist on going with their nuclear plan.
无论是 UN 怎么样的制裁，他们有这个心
Now, regardless how UN has rejected them, they had this heart to follow.
我们不晓得到底有没有恐怖分子，他们手上有这种核子武器。
Now we don't know which terrorist or terrorist groups has gotten a hold of nuclear.
将来的世界，圣经讲用火焚烧，是不是这样呢？不知道。
Now we don't know whether or not the world would be indeed be melted or destroyed by fire.
有人说可能是像但以理书所说的一个不是人所手造的石头，就是陨石打到地球，把地球从它的轨道打出去。
Another assumption someone else has made is that likened to the one reported in Daniel that the Earth will be destroyed or hit by an asteroid.
这是很可能的。
Which is very possible.
如果你读这些《时代周刊》或是《Newsweek Magazine》，他会告诉你其实美国或是很多国家，他们都灰弹都已经准备好了。万一真的有陨石过来的话，要把它打掉的。
Now, if you pay close attention to a lot of the Scientific or Times Magazine, you see that many of the strong nations.Us included have already pointed our missiles at the asteroids to come.
我们都知道，在这个每年的冬天都有流星雨
As we know, every winter time you could see the asteroid rain shower.
如果真的那个陨石大到，而且疫情都来了，你有办法应付吗
？And today, can you imagine a whole group of them coming at us? Are we ever?
如果大到真的可以把地球打出轨道的
，What we need is one that's big enough to knock Earth out of its equator.
那你就发觉到这个一打出轨道整个万有引力就会失去平衡
Once out of this equator, all the gravity will fall out of place.
那就会像圣经所记载的那个星星像无花果一样。你看，我们这里有很多无花果在狂风中吹动，那个无花果一个掉下来，星星就一个掉下来。
Then the stars will be likened to what is described in the Bible. You'll fall one by one, just like the figs falling out of the tree.
太阳变黑，月亮不放光，变成雪。
The suns will turn black, and then the moons will no longer shine, rather turn into blood.
有没有这个可能性呢？
Is there such possibility?
其实更简单的就是神把他的能力收回，什么都没有了。
What's even more possible is God takes away His power.
我们知道现在星星都有自己的轨道，它是一种万有的引力它自己有一个平衡的引力。
As we know, all the planets, the stars included, has its own orbit and orbits on its own.
如果神要收回一下就没有了。
Now, if God were to take away all this orbiting power.
所以我们要知道这是圣经上跟我们讲的末后的日子是这样子的。
So we have to understand this is how the Bible describes the end days.
他说不知不觉那个日子会来到。
He said, "Without notice, such day will arrive."
我们要在计划什么时候要订婚，什么时候要结婚，什么时候要请客。
Perhaps we're still trying to marriage and try to plan a banquet.
但是你不知道那个时候就来了。
But without notice, that day will arrive.
这个像什么？我常想，这个好像911一样
So I could compare such incident as to the 911 incident.
不晓得你有没有到过世贸大楼
I don't know whether or not you have paid a visit to the World Trade Center.
我以前住在纽约，我觉得哇，那栋建筑物真的是。那个不但你躺在你那个那前面有椅子嘛，你坐着看，哇，真是很高
So I used to live in New York, and if you lie on the pews before and you look up, it's indeed very, very tall.
你到电梯里面去，你很 amazed 哦，哇，怎么那么快一下就到了一百多楼啊
？And once you go into the elevator, you'll be amazed how fast you can get to the top.
你都没有想象那两栋大楼会是这样烧掉的。
Never had anyone thought about that such two towers would be burned down by fire.
我们都还在睡觉。
We're all sleeping that day.
如果不是我弟弟打电话给我，我都还不知道。
If my brother didn't call me,
他在台湾呢。台湾的人都比我先知道。
He was in Taiwan, and even in Taiwan, he knew before me.
所以不知不觉，那个日子就这样来临了。
So such day arrived without any notice.
所以我们真耶稣教会，你跟我要做挪亚的工作。
That's why Children's Church, you and I, we need to do the work of Noah.
我们要把这个神的一个旨意、信息、经纶、方向，来跟我们的朋友分享。
We need to preach the will and warning and direction of God to the rest of the world.
我们再看，我们其实现在的工作也是要做以利亚的工作。
Another type of work we need to do is the work of Elijah.
我们看马拉基书四章第五节。
Turn to Malachi chapter 4 verse 5.
马拉基书四章第五节。
Book of Malachi chapter 4 verse 5.
第五节第六节。
5 and 6.
马拉基书第四章第五节第六节。
Malachi verse 4, chapter 4, 5 and 6.
看哪，神大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。第六节。
Six.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。这是一个预言。
Now this is a prophecy.
以利亚是在马拉基书前面的一个伟大的先知。
Now we know Elijah existed before Malachi.
他是在亚哈王时代的一个人物。
He was a human being during the reign of Ahab.
那亚哈王那个时代百姓很多都是拜巴利亚瑟拉。他们的心转向偶像，不归向神。
Now when Ahab was in power, many of the people were worshiping foreign idols. None of them has heart towards the Lord.
那以利亚为了挽回百姓的心他就到加密山上召集巴利的先知跟以色列百姓来大家试试看哪一个神比较厉害。
So in order to turn the heart away from the foreign god into back to the Lord, they went up to the mountains and to do some trial to see which one is the real God.
结果当以利亚只有讲话的时候，你们不要一只脚踏两条船了哦。如果天上的神是神哦，你们要敬拜天上的神；如果巴利神，你们拜巴利神，不要这样子沾心恶意的。
So as soon as Elijah told them that you should not be too hard, if you want to worship Baal, then go ahead and rather than worship two gods at once.
就没有人讲话。
So everybody was silent.
大家都是不晓得，三心二意，两个神都要，越多越好了。
Everyone was perplexed and confused at that time. They want more gods.
结果到最后，以利亚祷告，天火从天上降下来，把他的祭物烧掉了。
Until the end, he finally prayed, and water and fire came down from heaven to burn down.
以色列百姓才呼呼在地上说：“哎呀，天上的神才是神，我们。”以利亚所敬拜的神那位才是神啊。
Then the people of Israel realized that the God whom Elijah worshipped was the real God.
所以以利亚使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
That's why he was able to turn the heart of the children into the father and vice versa.
那么耶稣说到末后的日子也要这样子。
And right here it says it will also be the same at the end days.
我们知道耶稣来的那个两千年前，耶稣来说你们要悔改，神的国近了，那是末日的起头。
As we know, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came by preaching, the end of days is coming. That's only the beginning.
那在耶稣来之前，有一个以利亚，就是施洗约翰，他为耶稣铺路。
Now, John the Baptist, who acted like Elijah, he came before Jesus. He paved the road for Jesus Christ.
所以你可以想象哦，如果经过四百年的黑暗时期哦，人心不晓得信仰是什么，也没有先知。以利亚来，哇，每个人悔改都要归向神。
So as we know, after 400 years of human darkness, and all of a sudden Elijah came, and everyone believed.
那以利亚介绍耶稣基督怎么介绍？看哪，神的羔羊。
So how did he introduce Jesus Christ? He said, "Look, this is the Lamb of God."
所以以利亚，真的，实际上是一个 pathfinder， 是一个找，是一个为主耶稣铺路的人呐。
So John the Baptist was indeed a pathfinder who paved the road for Jesus.
那让耶稣的宣道变得很方便，耶稣的来临工作很方便。
So Jesus had a very easy evangelism.
今天的真耶稣教，你跟我就是为耶稣二次再临做铺路的。
Today, being the members of the TJC, you and I are the pathfinder for Jesus' second coming.
在世上，主耶稣兴起他一个教会来跟世人传警告，准备他大火再次降临。
Now, Jesus raised this true church in the world to preach the warning to the people of this world before he comes.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天要以利亚的心智跟能力。
So, brothers and sisters, today we need to have the power and heart of Elijah.
我们知道以利亚、施洗约翰他们都是过着非常简单的生活。
We know both Elijah and John the Baptist live a very simple life.
他们施洗约翰吃蝗虫也。
John the Baptist lived in wilderness and dwelt and eat on locusts and honey.
所以我们跟学生讲真的， 如果你喜欢穿名牌哦，你很难为主耶稣做圣工的。
So this is what we told the student today. If you only fame for the brand name clothing, it's very hard for you to work for the Lord.
我们跟他们讲，不是不可以穿名牌，你要自己赚钱哦。
Of course, we tell them it's not wrong to wear such clothing, but you have to earn it with your own money.
但是心不是在那边呢。
Of course, you do not put your heart in it.
否则我们生活拥有越多，越复杂，越难为神来负起那种心智跟能力。
Then of course, the more you have, the more complicity you have, which result in a more difficult heart for you to work.
这是神今天对我们的期待哦。
So this is the requirement and hope of the Lord towards us.
另外一个就是另外一个角度就是我们要向巴比伦来传警告。
So another thing we should learn from is like a messenger preaching a warning to Babylon.
我们看是不是这个启示录十八章？
Turn to Revelation chapter 18.
启示录十八章。
Revelation 18.
十八章第一节、第二节。
Let's read from verse 1 and 2.
此后我看见有一位大权柄的天使从天上降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。第二节。
Two.
他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成为魔鬼的住处，而各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴。”第三节，因为列国都被他淫邪大怒的酒杯倒了，地上的君王与他行淫，地上的客娼因他奢华大过太过就花了财。先跟我们讲这个巴比伦要倾倒，要倾倒。
Right here it mentions about the fall of Babylon.
巴比伦是现在的伊拉克伊朗里面的一个大城市。
Now Babylon today, if you look into the map, you will find it's a city in the city of Iran or Iraq.
它是尼布甲尼撒王所建立的哦，这个是一个很伟大的国家，最第一个古文明帝国。
Now this is a very great kingdom built by the own hand of King Nebuchadnezzar.
那是代表现在的世界。
What that means is this Babylon represents the world that we live in today.
我们都启示是在讲未来的日子，就是我们现在的日子了。
As we know, Revelations prophesies about the end times, which is the time we live in today.
所以有一天这个世界要倒掉的。
So one day this world you and I live in will fall.
它是一个魔鬼的住处各样污秽之灵的巢穴，魔鬼住在这个世界。
This is the nest and the dwelling place of all the demons.
两千年前这就预言了，是地上的君王要行淫乱了。
Now 2,000 years ago, it prophesied that the kings of this world will fornicate.
在启示里面有两种君王，我们是天上的君王啊。
Now there are two kings in this world. We are the kings of the heaven.
我们是跟神一起掌权的。
We reign with God in heaven.
那地上的君王很淫乱的。
Now the kings of this world are very fornicated.
并且呢，因为奢华带过花很多的财，大家都越来越享受，很多人都因为这个世界发财。
And because all the riches, everyone became abundant.
你可以想象吗？两千年前就把现在世界追求的特色，把它形容就是什么呢 ？Money and sex, 就是钱跟色，就是两个东西啊。
Now can you imagine that 2,000 years ago, such money and sex has already been prophesied in the Bible?
这个世界大家都是向前看的啦。
Now today, if you look at everyone, everyone looked up to money.
这个世界是一个渐渐走向 capitalism, 是一种物质主义的，是一种就是强调贸易、强调赚钱的一个世界。连共产党都这样做了，连以前的共产党都这样做了。
And all the nation is will slowly become a capitalist, which means everyone is very materialistic.
那这个在圣经上早就跟你预言
了。2,000 years ago, the Bible already told us so.
大家要变成客旅哦。往来赚钱就是一个目标。
We'll all become a sojourner of one mind, which is to earn money.
这个世界仔细看，一定会越来越淫乱的啦。
Now, if you look at this world, you will become more and more sexual.
有一个欧洲来的传道跟我讲，现在欧洲有一种旅社专门提供这个动物跟人做淫乱的事情。
So one of the preacher told me actually what they're doing in Europe is they will provide video of
旅社
a hotel, which will provide services.Of providing sexual pleasure between man and animal.
这个实在是真的很 sick 啦，你听了就是想要吐了。
So this is something that's very gross.
世界就是越走越像这个样子啊，圣经上早就跟你预言了。
But this is the trend of the world.
所以第四节很重要。
That's why verse 4 is extremely important.
我们来看十八章第四节。
Chapter 18.
我又听见从天上有声音说：“我的民啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪。”受他所受的灾殃。第五节，因他的罪恶滔天，他的不义，神已经想起来了。所以我们要从巴比伦出来，我们要向巴比伦传警告，你们要倒了，要倒了，我们自己要出来。
So today, in order for us to preach this warning that one day you will fall, we ourselves need to come out of Babylon first.
因为这个世界真的有一天会得灾殃的啦。
Because this world indeed one day will be doomed.
它来的速度是越来越快的。
And the time of that is approaching fast and fast.
你看第八节
Verse 8.
所以在一天之内他的灾殃要一起来到。我们看第十节
Verse 10.
因他怕的痛苦就隐隐的站着说哀哉哀哉巴比伦大城坚固的城啊一时之间你的刑罚就来到我们来看十七节
Verse 17.
一时之间这么大的货物就归无有了看十九节
19.
他们又把尘土撒在头上哭泣悲哀喊着说哀哉哀哉这大城啊还船在海中都因他的珍宝成了富足他在一时之间成了荒场你看圣经写的那个节奏一日之间一时之间一时之间一时之间那个节奏就是越来越快的啦
Now if you look at the wordings you could find out a temple which is very fast it began with one day and ended up with one hour
所以你看到现在有地震对不对
So have you witnessed the earthquake that happens
你看到现在有这个瘟疫饥荒对不对
You can witness the famines
这个速度将来就好像一个妇女在产难一样、哦、那个 contraction、啊、那个阵痛、啊、是越来越平稳越来越快、哦、越来越平稳越来越快
So the speed of the disaster can be compared to women that's going through labor, which will go faster and faster.
所以你看啊，一日之间，一时间，一时间，一时间，马上啊，什么都没有了。
So you start off with one day and one hour and one hour, and all of a sudden it's all gone.
诸位兄姐，你会不会觉得现在地震对你来讲已经不是新闻了
？So let me ask you this: perhaps when you hear about the earthquake, it's not something that's surprising anymore.
多到我都懒得理了。
Because some of us have heard this over and over.
太多了。
It's everywhere.
将来要越来越急，越来越多。
And in the future, it will become more and more often.
这世界将来怎么？我们要跟我们的朋友这样传呐、啊。
So this is how the world will be, and this is what we need to preach.
我们看二十一节，十八章二十一节，有一位大力的天使举起块石头，好像大磨石，扔在海里，说大巴比伦城这样猛力的被扔下去，绝对不再看见。他用一个形象语言，一个好像一位天使哦，丢一块石头，不是把手放掉。不是抛上去让它掉下来，是很用力的把它摔下去。
So right here, another vision is this angel did not toss off or let go of the storm, but rather threw it.
就是将来的那个毁灭是让你能够震动的、哦、真的是震动天地的那种情况，让你觉得很快、很可怕、很震惊人的那种速度。
So looking at such action really brings out the compact and the severity and the time of such action will take place.
所以今天我们是真教会、哦、我们要往普天下传福音。
So today, being a true church members, we need to preach to all the end of the world.
这个是新年希望大家有的一个志向。
So I hope during the new year, this is one of the determinations you have put on your list.、
不用传太远了，不用说的太远了。普天下其实你身边的人就是普天下的一部分。
And of course, we do not mean you need to travel all over the world, but people around you.
我们要跟他们宣讲。
We need to preach to them.
我们要自己要从巴比伦出来先呢。
In order to do that, you and I need to come out of Babylon first.
弟兄姐妹，我们要认清自己的身份哦。
And brothers and sisters, we need to recognize our own duties.
我们不是一般的人呢。
We are not any ordinary people.
我们是圣洁的国度。
We are the holy nation.
我们是金尊的祭司。
We are the high priest.
我们是属神的子民。
We are the chosen people.
我们将来是有盼望的。
In the future, there's hope.
我们每个人都是跟神签过契约的。
Each one of us has signed a contract with the Lord.
那不只是一般的契约，那是血力的契约。
Now it's a normal contract. It's not a normal contract, but rather you sign with blood.
啊，耶稣用血啊啊啊，这个把你赎来了，你接受了，你接受洗礼了，你已经跟主耶稣签了一个契约了。
Now we have all been redeemed by His blood through our baptism.
你要做他眼中的同人。
Today we need to become His good companion.
他要做你的保护者。
He will become our protector.
你要成为一个不一样的人。
We need to become a different being.
所以我们要从这个世界出来。
That's why you and I need to come out this world.
你知道吗？以色列古圣徒被称为希伯来人。
Do you know that the old saints were called Hebrews?
啊，他们被称为希伯来人，意思就是说是从大河那边来的人。
The Hebrews were the group of people who came from the other side of the river.
今天我们也是从大河那边来的人。
Now today you and I also came from the other side.
我们是从洗礼上面来的人。
Because we came out of baptism.
我们有不一样的价值。
We have different values.
我们不一样的穿着。
We dress differently.
我们不一样的语言。
We have different language.
我们不讲脏话的。
We don't speak filthy words.
啊，我们行事，我们的做人，我们的义务是不一样的。
The way we dress and where we talk and where we think.
我们看的电视节目是不一样的。
We watch different TV shows.
啊，我们的娱乐选择是不一样的。
We chose different kind of entertainment.
你一定要出来。
We need to come out.
你才有力量啊，去跟别人传福音呢、啊。
By doing so, you have power to preach.
你看，你想想看哦，真的日末日来的时候，我们最爱的朋友可能都到地狱去了。
Think about this. Perhaps when the end times comes, your most beloved friends will end up in hell.
我们到天国去。
You yourself go to heaven.
你可以想象啊，我们的朋友在地狱的痛苦吗
？Can you imagine how agony or agonizing they will be in hell?
所以今天我们要传福音哦。
Therefore, today you and I need to preach.
我想要介绍一下我们要传福音的啊啊，到底耶稣时代啊啊这个保罗时代还有我们的时代 他们船的情形是什么样的情形？那我们从当中可以学到什么东西
？So I can share with you how is it exactly how did Jesus or the apostles preach and what we can learn from it.
耶稣说往普天下传福音，其实他本身在世上就做传福音的工作了哦。
Now Jesus said to preach to the whole world, and he himself set a good example for us.
他到底在哪里传呢
？So where exactly did Jesus preach?
你看下一个 slide 哦。你不晓得大家看得懂看不清楚这个图哦。
Now I don't know how well you can see this.
耶稣坐远道 到这个推罗西顿一点点时间而已啦，这是国外传福音。
So Jesus actually spent a little time in Tyre.
大部分的时间在加利利海的西边传福音。
As you know, most of the time he spent his time on the west side of Galilee.
有一次他渡船到格拉森去传福音。
So one time he went on a boat and went to Gadara.
格拉森是吧？这个叫什么？格拉森是不是？格拉森哦，那格拉森大部分都是希腊人住的地方啊。
So he went to Gadara and most of the residents are Greeks.
所以你如果读马可福音，你会知道说哦，在马可福音里面哦，他跟这个人传福音之后，允许这个人回自己的故乡传福音，其他的地方都叫他不可以讲出他是弥赛亚。
So that's why you can find such incident in Mark. And after Jesus preached to him, he forbid him by telling him anything else.
因为这里大部分是希腊人。
Because most of the local residents are Greeks.
耶稣也从来没有再来过这个地方一次了。
And that was the only time that Jesus was there.
耶稣大部分在这里西边传，然后到耶路撒冷去了。
As we know, he spent most of his time on the west side of the lake and went as far as Judea.
这个就是现在的以色列地。
So that itself is the Israel.
为什么耶稣要在这里出生呢
？Why was it that Jesus was born there?
因为这里圣经讲就是世界的肚脐呀，世界肚脐呀。
Because at that time, according to the Bible, that is the center of the earth.
因为这里是欧洲。
Because if you see upward, that's Europe.
这边是亚洲
，Asia is to the right。
这边是非洲
，and Africa to the south。
这三个州的唯一的桥梁就是这块地。
So that land right there, I'm pointing at, is the bridge that connects.
所以耶稣选在这边出生，福音可以传到不同的地方。
That's why Jesus chose to be born there, and the gospel can be preached everywhere else.
但是你看到耶稣传的地方很有限啊，就是一个国家而已了。
Now if you look at the land he traveled on, it's very limited. He only landed on one country.
你看使徒所传的下个 slide。
But let's look at the apostles.
你可以看吗？耶稣所传的就是这里而已啊。
Now let's look at that's all Jesus was at.
大概就这一段而已啊。
That's a small piece of land.
但是保罗就传到这个鞋子啊，传到巴干半岛去了，传到现在的希腊这个地方了。
He actually took it as far as Greece.
这个比这块地啊大的太多了。
Now look at the comparison of the land.
哦，大的太多了啊。这是小亚细亚了，亚洲的一部分。
So that's Asia Minor, which is part of Europe.
那借这样的福音呢，以后真的福音可以传到这个北非了哦，还有这个中这里中东哦，跟这个小亚细亚，还有欧洲啦，就有人信耶稣了。
As we know, throughout the different ministry that Paul preached, he was able to preach to Asia or some other countries in Europe.
有人说哦，你们这耶稣教会哪里是唯一得救的教会？以后叫天国难道都是中国人吗？
Some say that how do you know and how can you be so certain that the only true church is you and you are all Asians?
我们知道啊，我们这耶稣教的信徒啊，彼得、保罗都是我们弟兄呢。
As we know, being a true church, Paul and Peter are all members.
以利亚也是我们的兄弟啊。
Elijah is also our brother.
所以你现在到天国去会看到很多洋人呢、啊。
So one day you go to heaven, you see many of the siblings.
不要以为只有中国人哦。
Let's not think that Asians or Chinese will be
the only ones. 这个地方很多都是盎格鲁撒克逊民族啊。
Because a lot of these are Anglo-Saxons.
那当然，这边是闪的后裔了
啊、哦。But of course, you will see the descent of Seth.
那你看，你再仔细看了、哦，我们这耶稣教今天所传的地方哦，因为我们要往普天传福音，我们要对我们现在的教士有个了解，有一个很奇妙的地方哦。
Now, if you look at our map and where we have located in the world, and you tie that into preaching into the earth,
你再看整个世界。
Now you zoom out and look at the whole world.
这里。
Now that's the Mediterranean Sea. And that's where Jesus started preaching. And that itself is Greece and where Paul preached to. At that time, that's as far as they got.
很奇妙、啊、
very, very miraculously.
现在啊，真耶稣教会这个地方没有一个这个地带没有一间真耶稣教会。
Today, if you look into such a region, you do not find our
existence. 就是想神也是很公平的啦。
So we feel that the law is very fair.
你知道，我们要知道教会它是超越时间空间的。
So you know, this church itself, the concept transpasses all time and space.
耶稣的时代，这里哪有人信耶稣？这里没有啊，美洲根本还没有发现呢、啊。
Now in the time of Jesus, you will not find any believers in Americas or Asia.
东方哪有人信耶稣啊？耶稣时代没有一个中国人信耶稣了。
In Jesus' times, no Asian believed in Jesus.
那时候已经有孔子了，孔子没有信耶稣啊。
And of course, Confucius back then was not a Christian.
哎，对不起啊，孔子在耶稣一百年之前哦，那时候已经有中国人了。我的意思就是说
哦。What I'm trying to say is the Chinese already came about when Jesus was in this earth.
神在末世在中国兴起真耶稣教会，传到台湾，传到东南亚，哦，主要的早期的活动在这里。
But if you look at the latter rain, God has rose the true church in Asia, which brought the gospel to Taiwan and the Southeast Asia.
现在这里，非洲这个当安的澳洲、纽西兰、亚洲，包括印度这里，包括非洲很多真耶稣教会。
Now today, if you look into the south part of Asia, New Zealand, and even Africa, you'll find out existence everywhere.
所以我们说真的神是很公平，但是我们福音有一天还是要传到全世界的。
That's why we say God is very fair, but one day this gospel will be preached to end.
我们的工作就是把福音传到全世界。
And this is our sole responsibility and duties.
传到全世界的时候呢，耶稣二次就在临了。
When the gospel is preached throughout the whole world, Jesus will come again.
我们看下一个 slide 啊、哦。你看这个有颜色的地方，我们真耶稣教会已经都传过了。
Now if you look at the color regions, that's the state and locations where we'll find our existence.
这里有肯亚小弟在来过这里一次了、哦、
There is Kenya, I've been there once.
这里有加纳在哪里？
There's Ghana.
小弟去那边两次。
Been there a couple times.
这里有一个维多利亚湖。
There's Victoria Lake.
啊，这个湖比台湾还要大。
Of course, the lake itself is bigger than the land of Taiwan.
啊，这个好像加利利亚一样，耶稣在旁边传福音了。我们今天就在这里传福音了。
Just like a little Galilee, Jesus preached right next to it, and so do we.
啊，我们还有很多工作要做，这么多还没有颜色的。
As you know, there's still much work to be completed.
我们快要征服这个中非了啊、哦。
And now we are almost conquering, Central Africa.
我们再看下一个图。我们福音也要传到南美了。
Now the gospel also need to be preached to South America.
这是我们北美的啊真耶稣教会的一个使命。
Now this is a responsibility of the North and GA of the United States.
那你看北美啊南美呢？我们的工作现在传到巴西圣保罗。
As you know, our work has landed in Bolivia and Brazil.
Brazil, San Paulo.
San Paul.
然后这个阿根廷。
If you go south, you'll find Argentina.
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
那传到智利。
In Chile.
圣地亚哥哈。
San Diego.
啊，这里是首都了哈。
So that's
我们传到这个佛西瓜树啊，巴拉圭。
We have also have gospel preached to Paraguay.
好、哦，那我们在玻利维亚有信徒了。
We also have members in Bolivia.
我们盼望将来有一天呢，我们也可以在那边建立教会。
And we hope that one day church will be established there.
我们讲这个要做什么
？So what is the reason for me to tell you this?
我们说要往普天下传福音，我们要知道我们的工作方向在哪里。
So when we talk about we need to preach throughout the world, we need to know which directions we're going.
这个全世界都有真耶稣教会的据点的啦。
Now today, if you look all over the world, there is existence a place.
很多总会都有他们的工作了。我们美国的总会的工作在哪里呢
？Many GA has its own responsibility. And what is the GA of the United States?
我们美国的总会的工作就是。北美跟南美
，Our responsibility lies in the North and South America.
但是问题是哦，我们信徒，我是我们的孩子哦，很少会讲西班牙文的。
But the problem is many of our children do not know how to speak Spanish.
那如果我们传道人也不会讲西班牙文呢、啊、
？Many of our ministers do not know how to speak Spanish.
那你不懂的，我们到非洲去方便呢、啊？我们法国教会懂讲法文，这个UK 的教会、英国的教会懂讲英文，我们也可以去帮忙，我们都可以讲英文的。
The problem does not exist when we go to Africa because we can receive help from the European churches.
所以我跟小孩子讲说，你要准备自己，你要多学西班牙文呢、啊。
That's why I keep on encouraging the youth. You have to prepare yourself by taking Spanish.
你要做世界先道，现在没有西班牙文，我们这块这些人的灵魂，这些人我们都需要拯救的。你要进来哦，不要说什么我们，你说其实这是很近的、啊。
Now, if you want to talk about world evangelism, look at all these souls that lies in the South America that needs you to speak Spanish.
我们现在有个教会在多米尼加、哦。
Now, today we have a church in Dominican.
这个离迈阿密只有两个小时飞机的时间呢、啊。
Now, that place is only 2 hours away if you fly from Miami.
比我们这边到东部还要近。
It's even closer to fly from here to the East Coast.
这里很多人的灵魂都没有被拯救，你看。
But many souls are waiting to be saved.
那我们这里要有使命感哦。
Today we really need to have a sense of
urgency. 我们要踏出去。
We need to come out.
去传福音了、
哦、Come out to preach.
我们再看一看，为什么你真的要切慎？唯有真耶稣教的福音啊，传出去才是神的旨意呢
？So let's look at what is it that it is so important to preach out the way of God.
弟兄姐妹，你要了解，我们的教会真的不一样哦。
Now, brothers and sisters, you and I really need to understand that we are really very different.
我们的教会是在圣经当中预言诞生的。
Now, our church was born through the prophecy in the Bible.
我们的教会不是一般的教会。
Our church is not like any other denomination.
传统的教会在主后300年大概都 都变质了，没有圣灵了啦。
Now the original church, most of them have changed its essence 300 years.
这是历史上很清楚可以了解的道理，都已经变质了，圣灵也没有了。
Because from history, you could tell many churches had faded away and so.
在启示里面预言呢、啊，神的教会要在东方兴起啊。
The book of Revelation prophecy that the church of God will be risen from the east.
我们来看启示录第七章。
Turn to Revelation chapter 7.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
第七章的第一节到第三节。
Chapter 7, verse 1 and 3.
启示录第七章第一节到第三节。
7, 1 to 3.
此我看见四位天使站在地的四角，执掌地的四方的风，叫风不吹在地上和海上。你知道第七印，七印里的第一印、第二印就是海要遭殃，树要遭殃的。
Did you know that the first and second of the seventh seals, the trees and the sea will be doomed?
所以将来啊，其实现在我们已经在遭殃了啦，不要再说未来了。
But right here, you can see all these pollutions happening already.
第二节
，verse two，
我又看见有一位天使从日出之地上来，拿着永生神的印，就像那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使，大声喊着说：第三节
，three，
地和海跟树木，你们不可伤害，只等到印了我们神众仆人的印哦。所以开始印哦，印到这个印。印完了，圣灵不再降下来了。那个时候呢，你才真正的哦，真正的把全部通通把它烧掉了。
So right here we can see that upon stopping of the stamping on the foreheads, the walls will continue and destroy everything else.
所以这耶稣教会是在预言当中的，我们是在中国大陆北京，在东方日出之地出来的。
So Jesus Christ actually came.Because of the prophecy, our first church was in Beijing, which is the east, the land with the long.
请问你五十年前哪一个教派是从东方出去的
？So I ask you this: 50 years ago, which denomination actually came from the east?
没有了，五十年前没有了。
There was none.
所有的教会都是西方传到东方的。
All the churches were denomination.
我说五十年前了哦，我们这次教会是这个是东方的兴起的一个教会。
Now we are the only one that was risen from the east.
所以我们要对自己的教会有信心，这是圣灵所建立的教会，不是一般的教会。
That's why we have to have faith towards our own church because we were raised by the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵就没有差遣啊。
Without the Holy Spirit, there is no sin.
这是耶稣自己说的。
This is what Jesus said.
好像父差遣我，我也差遣你们，就给他们吹口气，让他们得圣灵。
Just like how the Father has sent me, I will also send you by breathing into your nostrils.
那后来使徒行传，他们就得到圣灵，他们就真的出去传福音了。
As we know, they were blessed with the Holy Spirit in Book of Acts, and they went out and preached.
父差遣耶稣怎么差遣的？圣灵降下来，像鸽子一样。那他就开始，耶稣就开始去传福音了。
Now Jesus was sent by his Father by receiving the Holy Spirit, which descended like dove.
所以真耶稣教会不是对一个神学家去传的，是圣灵降下来之后感动人去传的。
So Jesus Church was not preached or established by a theologian, but rather by the Holy Spirit.
甚至传的方法都在圣经预言里面了、
啊。The way we preach is recorded in the Bible.
我们看以赛亚书，这是一个事实啊！哦
，This is the truth.
五十四章
，Isaiah 54.
五十四章啊、哦。以赛亚书五十四章
，Isaiah 54,
第二节
，verse two，
五十四章第二节，要放长你的帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，啊，神的教会就是神的帐幕啊。
Now the church of God is also His tent.
他说你要放长啊，不要限制啊。
He says you need to enlarge it, not to limit it.
啊，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的教会要坚固哦，你要把它放长，继续扩展。
I let them stretch out the curtains and your dwellings, which means you need to expand.
第三节
，verse two，
因为你要向左右开展。
For you need to span to the left and to the
right. 你的后裔必得多国为业。
And your descendants will inherit nations.
又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。
And make the desolate cities inhabited.
什么叫做荒凉的城邑？
What does it mean desolate cities?
没有神的百姓啊。
That means a place with no people.
在神眼前里面只有我们是真正的活人啊。
Because in the eyes of God, we are the only living being.
啊，真的那个没有教会的地方有教会兴起。
So with the church, the place without church, a church will be risen.
怎么兴起呢？
How is it happening?
你的后裔必得多国为业。
That your inheritance will be inherit the nations.
今天真耶稣教的扩展，就是真耶稣教的信徒到全世界各地去得多国为业，在那边建立教会的。
Today the expansion of the Jewish church, which means we go to every nations and inherit what they have.
UK 的教会怎么成长起来的
？How was it that the UK church grew?
英国啊，英国本来没有真耶稣教会的。
Now originally there was no church in England.
在香港旁边有个小岛叫亚洲啊，亚洲啊。
Now was a small island in Hong Kong.
那个大家捕鱼没成赚呢、啊，捕不到鱼啊。
The original members, there were some fishermen who failed to catch any fish.
英国人说：“哎呀，你们这个岛屿的可怜，来，你们都来，给你们绿卡，你们在英国过生活。”
So the English actually told them, "Come and live here. We'll give you visa."
那个岛大部分都是我们的信徒啦。
And most of our members dwell in the island.
啊，他们就去英国开餐馆呐。
So they went to England and opened up some restaurants.
刚开始大家开餐馆没有聚会就开始赌博啦，开始做坏事啦。
Now of course they didn't have the services, though in their spare time to start gambling.
那这个神就处罚啦。
And God punished them.
很多工人来就把他们聚在一起，他们就开始这样成立教会了。
Many workers actually arrived later. They gathered together and become a church.
美国教会怎么建立？原来美国这个本土没有这耶稣教会的。
And how did USGA came about? Because originally we had no members.
早期这耶稣教的留学生就来到美国留学了。
Originally our church came with the immigrants of students.
像早期的中午那个吴医生，他是一个留学生。
And originally our first members.
东部哦。
Brother Wu, who happened to be a student.
是吴长，后来变立子了，吴长老了。
And the other one became Elder Wu.
在西部啊，我们早期有很多留学生过来这边。
And also the same thing happened in East Coast. Many.
你的后裔要得多国为业，圣经上预言哦，你的后裔要得多国为业。
Now the Bible says your descendant will inherit the nations.
无论是澳洲，无论是非洲，无论是美洲，都是这些后裔就是澳洲啦，或者是美洲啦，或者是欧洲啦，都是这样子的一个模式。
Now you will find the same model which be in place in Africa, Australia, and every other nation.
那这些人在往外扩展哦，去建立起来，比如说非洲、印度这些圣工。
Now all these manpower are being expanded, for example, in the land of India,
包括
Africa.
人力跟财力啊。
Which powers are being consumed by human resource?
就是中国人提供的人力跟中国人提供的财力啊。
All these are financial power provided by the Chinese.
这是我自己的意见，大家做参考哦。
This is only my own opinion for you.
我在想，为什么神就拣选中国人呢？
I've always thought about why did God choose the Chinese.
中国跟犹太人这里有很多相像的地方啊。
Because there isn't really any similarity.
第一，四海都有中国人。
One thing you can find is first Chinese are everywhere.
所以你看那个南美的教会也都是中国人去建立的。
So if you look at those South American churches established by the Chinese.
巴西一对姐妹去建立的。
Brazil,
姐弟啊
，established by brother and sister.
现在有信的都是当地人哦。
Now most of the members are locals.
那这个智利一对夫妻去建立的。
In Chile, it was established by a spouse.
所以你看到神的经纶是这样子的哦，所以四海都有中国人。
Now if you look at the plan of salvation, everywhere there is Chinese.
中国跟犹太一样会赚钱的。
And another similarity is the Chinese also are very business oriented like that.
他们很节俭的啦。
We are very conservative.
所以你看全世界的真耶稣教会啊。
That's why look at the CGC around the world.
财力也是中国人在支援，很多地方都中国人在支援。
It's fueled by the Chinese financial power.
非洲的圣工啊，不，非洲的圣工财力中国人在支援。
The works in Africa is also fueled by our financial power.
菲律宾的圣工中国人在支援。
And also the Philippines work.
印度的圣工，马来西亚的信徒在支援，华人的信徒在支援。
The works in India are fueled.
当然，这个是我个人的想法哦，大家做参考哦。
Of course, this is also.
但是我要讲的是，圣经上预言是。你们的后裔要得多国为业。
But one thing that's true and will never change is your descendant will inherit the nations.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天要了解神的经纶。
So today you and I need to understand the will of God.
我们如果不做
，If today we fail to act,
是我们的损失。
It is our loss.
神会兴起很多像伏地传道这样的人呢。
God will raise many people like Brother Vudi.
我们这些要长大的，大家都向前看。如果我们的子都向前看，神会兴起像这样的人，从小受苦的。继续为主耶稣传福音呢。
Of course, today being arisen in a true church, we do not have such heart. God will raise someone like Vudi, who has been going through a lot of pain ever since he's young.
所以我们不要失去这个福气哦。
So we should not lose such blessing.
有一天这个世界会没有的。
One day this world will be destroyed.
你所有地上的努力有一天都归零的。
Every day, everything you work so hard for will be destroyed.
毕卡索这个的画，贝聿铭的建筑物，这个世界上所有一切东西都会变零的。
All these precious things and landscape and artifact will be destroyed one day.
但是你为神所做的每一件事情都有纪念。
But whatever you do have done for the Lord will be remembered.
所以我们在新年我们要立下一个新的叫崇高的志向。
Therefore, in this new year, we need to make a new and higher determination.
我们要往普天下去传福音。
We need to preach to all nations.
来唱诗。
Sing him.
118首。
118.